This is In Focus, featuring interviews with our local newsmakers, information on community programs and politics, and the story on local current events. In Focus on Lake 88.
And welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. It is Wednesday, so that means that we are joined on the line by Dr. Lena Lee, the Medical Officer of Health with the Leeds, Grenville, and Lanark District Health Unit. Welcome, Dr. Lee.
I'm here and I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can indeed. So we now have you. We now have you on the phone. Technology is grand some days. And then, of course, we will have Kim McCann joining us in just a little bit. But Dr. Lee, we do want to talk to you about a number of things. The biggest one here, of course, is the announcement that we have had in recent days about COVID boosters. This is obviously a big one. We haven't talked about this in a while, but that's because time has needed to pass before we get to this point.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's now the season for announcements. The province has indicated, and we're following the example of other provinces and other countries of announcements probably twice a year about boosters. This one is different than what we've had in the past. So this is, I think, the first time that we've had a COVID-19 booster for adults that hasn't been for everyone. It's only for a select group of people with certain health conditions or certain eligibility. And so I wanted to go through them individually now so that people listening can see whether they fall into any of these categories. If you do, you are eligible for a spring booster if it's been at least 6 months since your last dose of COVID-19 vaccine or since your last confirmed COVID-19 infection. So here's the list. Individuals ages 65 years and older, people who live in long-term care homes, retirement homes, elder care lodges, and other congregate settings for seniors, regardless of their age, people who are 18 and over, living in congregate settings with complex medical care needs, anybody 18 years or older who has a moderate or severely immunocompromising condition, anyone who's pregnant, anybody who's 55 years or older and who identifies as First Nations, Inuit, or Métis, as well as non-Indigenous members of their household who are also 55 years and older. And so I know I've read a bunch of criteria. They are available at the provincial website. So anyone who is not sure if they fall in one of those categories can go online and see if they are eligible for a COVID-19 booster. The booster is that bivalent dose that we've been using for the past while now. Now, anyone who hasn't had, so kids, I wanted to also mention, kids who haven't had their booster dose within the past 6 months continue to be eligible for a booster dose, but there's no new eligibility for spring boosters for kids.
Okay, and also we'll do our best to make sure that all that information, that criteria, the list that you just mentioned, is up on our website as well, Dr. Lee, so that people can just go to Lanark Lead today and they'll be able to get that right at their fingertips. In addition to that, there is a COVID-19 booster dose recommendation tool that is available online as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So the province runs that and then it'll ask you a series of questions and then you answer them about yourself or anyone who you're wondering about eligibility for booster doses. And it'll take you through to see whether you're eligible for a new dose of COVID-19 vaccine. And as well, if you have questions or if you want to get booked for the new booster dose or if you're otherwise eligible, then let us know here at the health unit. We still have our appointment system. You can book online as well. And we have information about COVID-19 vaccines on our website. People are also eligible or are able to get vaccinated through their family doc or primary care provider or through pharmacies, but it'll be select clinics and pharmacies, so you just have to check with whoever is local or providing care for you.
Yeah, it seems like this time, and I don't mean this in a negative way whatsoever, but the onus is largely on the individual this time around. And that is basically what we expected would happen as the mass clinics shut down and we move to this type of model, right, Doctor?
Absolutely. And that's pretty typical of vaccinations. Any vaccination campaigns is early on we have that population level intervention, so we are really trying to push the information out to everybody and make sure everyone has access and everyone has the information. At some point, we do transition, especially now that we've transitioned out of the emergency phase of COVID-19 pandemic and into endemic or steady state. It is up to people to consider their own health, do their own risk assessment, and understand how things apply to them, as with many other parts of their health.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, the goal here is to continue to do what we've been doing here in Lanark, Leeds, and Granville, which is to get the vaccinations up to date and to continue to be strong in this particular area. And I'm sure that you have every confidence in the world that that's exactly what we'll see.
Yeah, absolutely. I think as the other component as well, vaccination is just one of several measures. As we've talked about before, and I think ad nauseum for the past 2 years, people are like, yeah, we know this. But yeah, just as a reminder, you know, hand washing, distancing, not going out when you're sick. COVID-19 transmission is not particularly high in our region right now. We have that information posted on our website, the data. But we also have data that other respiratory viruses are transmitting in our region. So that's mostly rhinovirus, enterovirus, other respiratory viruses. And all of these other measures are also really critical to prevent transmission for those.
Well, we really appreciate your time, Dr. Lee. Is there anything that you wanted to add before we do let you go and then begin our conversation with Kim?
Just to say that, you know, we are entering this new era, or we have been in this new era of COVID-19 for a while, which is understanding how we can live well with COVID-19 in our lives, in our society, and that will continue to evolve over time, I think, and we'll continue to update everyone as things go.
All right. Well, Dr. Lee, as always, it's a pleasure to speak with you. I know that our people, our listeners, really enjoy the conversations that we have, and the information is just so incredibly valuable. We do have Kim calling in any second now. Is this you, Kim?
It is.
Excellent. We have you. I'm so happy to hear your voice. We are talking to you about something that is has to come up every single year because the seasons change and our mindsets change as well. And we sometimes forget things. And of course, we're talking about preventing animal bites over the course of the spring. So why don't you sort of give us a bit of an overview?
Yeah, so every year the health unit responds to hundreds of animal bites. We usually get around 500 on average. So we're just hoping to give some tips, you know, to avoid or to help people being from getting exposed to an animal or getting bitten by an animal, because although it can, you know, it can cause some pretty emotional and physical scarring, there's also a risk of different types of diseases such as bacterial infections or even possibly rabies.
Now, let's start off with a very big, broad question that I'm sure you'll be able to answer in 10 words or less. What can people do to reduce their chances of being bitten? There.
Yeah. Well, you know, understand that, you know, dogs and cats are in fact animals, so they can be protective. So if you see a dog or cat walking on a leash, you know, ask the animal owner first whether or not you can approach them and pet them. If you do see a dog running at large, don't chase the dog. Sometimes dogs will think that that's fun or might get intimidated by you or by being chased and cause a biting incident as well. You know, respect a dog's home. It's their territory, so we don't want to threaten them by coming into the home or into a fenced yard or even an unfenced yard for that matter, because the dog may feel threatened by that and may also bite. And of course, never leave unattended children on their own with a dog or cat. They may, you know, want to touch the dog or the cat and pull on a tail or pull on an ear or play with a toy that's actually a dog's toy.
Absolutely. Yeah, those are all great tips for sure. Now, what should you be aware of when your own animal is around others?
Yeah, don't forget, you know, pets can fight with each other. So just keep control over your pet. So using leashes, using a muzzle if you have to as well. If you are adopting a pet, it's really good to understand the history of the pet. That pet may have experienced trauma, and it may only be suitable for certain families or in certain environments. If you have a new baby, look for signs, you know, of jealousy on behalf of your pet. And of course, never leave your baby alone with an animal. And then keep the pet food out of the areas that you are serving your food. So for example, if you're putting hors d'oeuvres out on a coffee table, which is the perfect height maybe for your pet to grab some food, just be conscious of that, because the pet may actually think that it's their food and for them versus a human, and may cause an animal bite. And then give your pets lots of safe space if you're having gatherings. So, you know, as people getting together may be fun, but it may not be fun for the dog at all, or even the cat. They could actually get very stressed by that.
Alrighty. So what if you encounter a dog that is not with an owner, like just out there? I mean, obviously there are some certain steps that you want to take. The first one is try to stay away.
Yeah, obviously, try to stay away. Don't approach the dog. And if you're feeling threatened by a dog, if it's approaching you, avoid eye contact. Speak firmly to the dog, and then just stay still until the dog leaves or backs away. And don't turn and run, because that may actually aggravate the dog and may cause a bite. And if you are knocked down by a dog, it's best to just curl up in a little ball, cover your head and your neck, so those are areas that you don't get bitten if you think you might be bitten by this dog, and try to stay, you know, quiet so that the dog is just loses interest and will move along.
Okay. Now what about wild animals?
Yeah, so wild animals, many of you may remember, we did have raccoon rabies in the area back in the late 90s. So if so never say never. We have rabies in our wildlife population in southwestern Ontario. We haven't found any here, but if you do suspect that a wild animal is exhibiting illness, it's best to call the Ontario Wildlife Rescue Centre, and you can find that information on the Ministry of Natural Resources website. Of course, don't forget that wild animals really are meant to be wild, so don't try to pick them up or try to domesticate them. Just let them be in the wild. Don't disturb a sleeping animal. So if you have a pet, a dog, a cat who's sleeping, just let them sleep, and let them eat on their own. They may be caring for young as well, so just be respectful of that, and then always stay away from wild and stray or even unknown domestic pets. It's best just to stay away. That's, you know, how you can avoid being bitten.
Now, let's say we've done all that, but yet here we are. We do suffer a big scratch or a bite. What do we do?
Yeah, it's sometimes, you know, it does happen, obviously. So it's really important to clean the wound with some warm water and soap right away. Try to determine who the animal owner is. And then, of course, seek medical attention if it's a really bad bite, because there is always the risk of infection. And report any dog or cat bites to the health unit if you've been bitten by a wild animal, such as a raccoon or a skunk or even a bat. Also report those to the health unit as well. At 1-800-660-5853. We also have our evenings and weekends. We have on-call people that are covering animal bites too. So you can give us a call at 613-345-5685.
And there, of course, are certain things that people can do as pet owners that will basically increase how responsible they are.
Yeah, so don't forget, a virus such as the rabies virus is preventable in the domestic animal population, and you can get a vaccine through your local veterinarian. And in Ontario, it is actually law that dogs and cats are vaccinated against rabies, and the reason being is rabies is one of those diseases that can be spread from animals to humans, so, you know, getting your animal protected or vaccinated also protects us humans. And it's preventable by using the vaccine. Keep your pets on a leash and under control in public places at all times. So hopefully, again, avoiding your animal from biting someone else or even yourself. And then avoid stressful situations for the dog. So if you do see that your dog is in a stressful situation or is becoming anxious and aggressive, then best just to remove them from that environment. If you have a fenced yard, that's fantastic. You can prevent people from coming into your yard. And then always, if you're seeing a behavior change in your dog or in your cat, speak to your local veterinarian because they may know a behaviorist or they may have some tips themselves to help help with that changing behavior.
All right. Well, I know that there are resources available for anyone in our listening area who would like to check them out. And a great place to go, of course, would be the Health Unit's website.
Yeah, that's right. So healthunit.org, you can visit our website there. We have lots of information on how to prevent animal bites and also information on rabies. You could also give us a call at 1-800-660-5853 and then follow us on Facebook and Twitter at LGL Health Unit. We always put lots of information on that as well.
Well, Kim, thank you so much for being here and braving all the technical mishaps that we had. Really appreciate it. You always bring some wonderful information for our listeners.
That's good. Thanks.
All right. We'll talk to you again. There goes Kim McCann, of course, with the Health Unit here on Lake 88. Kim is the Senior Public Health Inspector. We've been talking about preventing animal bites this spring. And also Dr. Lena Lee, Medical Officer of Health, joined us a little bit earlier. And we were talking about the new blitz that's going on for the COVID-19 vaccinations. We'll have this interview, such as it is, up on our website a little bit later on today, and more information can be found at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88. To hear today's program online or to listen to any of our previous In Focus interviews, visit our website at lanarkleadstoday.ca.
In Focus on Lake 88 was brought to you by Perth Chiropractic in the Perth Family Health Center, 33 Lewis Street in Perth.